Yesterday on social media, on my social media feeds that I was looking at, I saw 8 to 12 times the same post. People were copying and pasting this. And it had, in a nutshell, it was all the countries of the world that don't allow mail-in ballots for their elections. And it, the insinuation is, you shouldn't do it. Why does America do it? Because look at all these countries that don't do it. My initial reaction to that was, that sounds like something a foreign country would post because it's a little bit innocuous, but enough to cause you to like get upset, right? So we turned to our expert, John Ackerman, Tazewell County Clerk. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know you're in trouble, though, when somebody says you're an expert. That just means I'm going to go downhill from here.
That is, yeah. Here's our friend John, who's, watch this. Here's our friend John Ackerman. He's pretty good at stuff.
Yeah.
He's maybe not an expert. No, I'm a fan of how you run your office, John, and I know that you're a straight shooter and that you don't believe in nonsense. I also know that you're in a job now that has gotten complicated. So this, before we get too far afoot, explain in Illinois how mail-in ballots work.
Yep, so the ballots are requested by voters. No ballots are mailed out without the voter requesting them. So they've requested it, they get their ballot, they fill it out. As long as they are in the mail by election day, postmarked on election day, they have then up to 14 days to be received by the office to be counted. So for us, the deadline is April the 1st for us to still receive ballots. And then that's when we stop counting votes for the election ended out. Now, what you find is that first day you get a big bump, and then it kind of peters out after that as fewer and fewer ballots are received. But I have a lot of people ask why the 14 days. If you think about it, there's quite a few that we have in Tazewell County that have been coming in from Florida. Individuals that winter in Florida, live here in Illinois, they wanted to participate, and they're mailing them back, and that just takes some time to work itself through the mail process.
I want to make clear here, April 1st is the end of the primary ballot.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
So the same thing in the fall, in the general, you have 14 days. You allow those votes to come in for 14 days past Election Day.
Yep, as long as they were postmarked Election Day. If they're not postmarked Election Day, if they were marked on Wednesday, the day after the election, they're not going to be counted. They had to be postmarked the day of the election.
Got it.
For those who are suspicious, how do you validate that the person that requested it is that person?
They're signing the ballot. They're signing the request. We check those to make sure that they match up with the signature we have on file. And then making the elections available to be audited, anybody can come in and review which individuals voted in that election. And, hey, I don't think that person really did. And you have the opportunity to go ask the individual whether or not they voted. So there's an audit trail that always follows every election that allows the public for a review of who participated and who didn't.
Do you feel yourself, John, you feel strongly that the mail-in ballot system is protected or not much of opportunity for shenanigans?
And can I add on to that? Can I add on, is he confident in his district? Is he confident statewide? And is he confident
nationally,
around the country?
Well, I'm just going to speak about Illinois because that's the laws that I work under and the laws that I understand. When you get outside, I'm not an expert on all 50 states because they all do it differently. But I will say in Illinois, when you have an election official that is following the statute, there are the necessary safeguards and procedures in place to guarantee that the system is safe and secure. And yes, I have confidence in vote by mail here in the state of Illinois. Outside, there are other states that don't have all of those necessary safeguards. I'm a little leery, but I'm also not an expert or not somebody that's fully knowledgeable on all of those other states. But in Illinois, when you have the election authority following the procedures and policies, there are the necessary checks and balances to make it safe and secure. I will also say, real quick, with Cook County, when you see what took place in this election where they're still counting for state's attorney's office. Sorry, I stumbled there for a minute. There was a mistake made where the election authority came out and said all the votes are counted and then mysteriously came back and said, okay, an additional 10,000 have been found. You know, look at what he did. He claimed it. That was my mistake. I rushed to get the news out. I needed to make sure that it was accurate, and it wasn't. That is on me. It's my fault. I really have a lot of respect for my colleague up there for taking that extra measure to do that. We all are human. We all made mistakes. He did, and he immediately said, I should have made sure it was accurate rather than rushing to get the results out. Yeah. That is on me. We need to be fully transparent, and that's what will trust.
We got to run, but for another date, I think to calm people's minds about the elections, I'm for opening debate for a very uniformed federal policy across the nation. Because if it varies,
it does make it confusing.
Even
that
though
every
it
state's
doesn't
different.
Affect, yeah.
Hey, John, we do have to go. Thank you very much on short notice for doing this for us. Stay in touch as we head into the big time now after the primary. It's going to get nutty, and so we may need your guidance.
Happy to help anytime. And anybody with questions, please call us, talk with us. Your elected officials want to talk with you about this process and show what steps are in place.
Very
have
well.
A good one, you guys.
Yeah, thanks, John. That's John Ackerman, Tazewell County Clerk.